This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has ordered flags to be flown at half staff on Monday in honor of the Eau Claire firefighter who died in the line of duty last week. According to a press release, 27-year-old Bryce Youngbluth joined the Eau Claire Fire Department in June after 4 years serving with the Carrboro Fire Rescue Department in Carrboro, North Carolina. Officials say he died following a sudden medical emergency on July 31st. Services will be held in his hometown of Hayward, Wisconsin on Monday, and flags will be flown at half staff from sunrise to sunset. The criminal case against the now 18-year-old accused of assaulting and killing 10-year-old Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls in 2022 is scheduled to officially close this month. A resolution hearing for Carson Petersberger has been scheduled for August 26th, and the jury trial, previously scheduled for November, will no longer take place. Petersberger was 14 at the time of the alleged crimes, but the case is being prosecuted in adult court due to the severity of the charges, which include first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree sexual assault, and first-degree child assault. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for electronic recycling grant funding. According to a press release, the eCycle Wisconsin Electronics Collection grant funding is meant to help communities establish an electronics collection site or host an electronic recycling event between October 2026 and December 2027. The DNR plans to issue $150,000 of grant funding in total. Individual collection events can receive a maximum of $5,000, and new permanent collection site projects can receive up to $15,000. The Chippewa County Sheriff's Office and Cornell Police Department will team up to crack down on impaired driving this month. According to a press release, the enforcement effort will run from August 12th to August 29th, with increased deployments targeting impaired drivers. Law enforcement authorities shared the notice in advance, hoping that local residents will plan their rides or designate a sober driver ahead of time. They're also encouraging residents to consider using public transportation options or the safe ride programs offered by a number of local bars and restaurants. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. First, it was lettuce tied to Taco Bell. Now, jalapenos linked to Chipotle and Qdoba are the source of another outbreak of foodborne illnesses. Federal health officials are investigating a salmonella outbreak that has sickened people across 27 states, including Wisconsin. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said this week, Minnesota and Colorado account for the vast majority of cases, with 110 each. So far, fewer than a dozen people in Wisconsin have gotten sick with salmonella linked to the outbreak. The CDC says 36 people have been hospitalized across the country, but no one has died. FBI Director Kash Patel was recently in Wisconsin talking law enforcement and cybersecurity. Civic Media's James Kelly has the story.
FBI Director Patel and Congressman Van Orden answered a number of law enforcement-focused questions during what they called the fireside chat, covering topics from investigating fraud to combating increasingly common AI-powered scams. The visit from FBI Director Patel was the latest in a string of high-profile Republican visits to the Chippewa Valley over recent months as the midterm election draws near. Previous visits have featured President Donald Trump himself, as well as his cabinet secretaries like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Brooke Rollins, and Dr. Mehmet Oz. Congressman Van Orden will face off with the 2024 Democratic nominee Rebecca Cook or former Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge in November, depending on the outcome of the Democratic primary election next week. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
That primary takes place Tuesday, August 11th. If you're heading out to Packers Family Night or hitting the first weekend of the state fair, forecasters say you're in luck weather-wise for the most part. National Weather Service forecasters in Green Bay say it'll be sunny and warm at Lambeau for most of the day, but there is a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m. Down in West Allis, it looks like a cream puff of a forecast. Forecasters say storm chances do move in Saturday night. Wisconsin is gearing up for what could be one of the busiest summer travel weekends of the year. With the state fair in full swing alongside local festivals and sporting events, motorists should anticipate heavier than normal congestion on highways surrounding Milwaukee and other vacation hotspots. State transportation officials are urging drivers to account for extra travel time, reduce speed in work zones, and monitor road conditions prior to departing. Local tourism operators are also forecasting a significant surge in activity throughout the state this weekend. Turns out Wisconsin is such a nice place to visit, many who travel north to our state decide to stay, especially those leaving the Windy City for the Brew City. A new U-Haul report suggests Milwaukee is still drawing people from Chicago. The company says Milwaukee was the top destination for Chicago movers in the Gen X and millennial groups, while Wisconsin was the number one state for Chicago boomers, too. At the same time, people leaving Milwaukee were more likely to move to places like Texas or Florida. U-Haul says the data comes from one-way rental patterns over the past year. A Madison-based VA hospital is participating in a new clinical trial to treat alcohol use disorder, or AUD, in veterans. The William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison is one of 18 VA medical centers across the country participating in the study to test the use of GLP-1 medications as a treatment for AUD. The study, known as the Cessation of Reduction of Alcohol Consumption in Veterans Trial, will enroll more than 600 veterans at VA medical centers nationwide. Researchers will track participants between the ages of 18 and 80 to study changes in drinking, health, and quality of life while they receive weekly injections of either GLP-1, semaglutide, or a placebo over a 24-week period. The goal is to expand the tools available to help veterans take control of their health and recovery. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers homestand continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open up a home weekend series against the Twins. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Pirates 5-2 in front of 38,000 fans. Dustin May, picked up in that trade with the Cardinals, allowed only 2 runs on just 3 hits over 6 complete innings to earn the win.
It was definitely exciting. Definitely had a little rust to knock off. It's been 8 or 9 days since my last one. So, it was good to get out there and compete and the guys played great behind me, and we scored some runs, so it was a great team win.
NFL former Badger Jonathan Taylor signed a 2-year extension with the Colts worth $44 million, making him the second highest paid running back in the league behind the Lions' Jahmyr Gibbs. Tonight in Green Bay, it's family night at Lambeau Field. Will there be any live tackling?
I think for the young guys, it'll be one period. It'll be like 10 plays, then we'll let them kind of get their first crack at it.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Our high today in the mid-80s. Tonight, scattered showers, maybe a thundershower early this evening, then partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high in the low to mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.